Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We welcome on board Sarah Gunn. Sarah is a fellow at the Institute of Race Relations. Sarah, very good morning to you, and it's great to be chatting to you once again.
Morning. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Sarah. And how are you this morning?
I was hoping for a little more sunshine, but I guess...
I'm sorry I brought doom and gloom earlier on. I did mention a weather report, and yes, we've just got to be wary of the inclement weather that we are experiencing at the moment. Yes, Sarah, let's not allow that to put a damper on our conversation this morning. Sarah, it's great to have you on board, and thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Sarah Gunn, fellow at the Institute of Race Relations. Well, we are looking this morning, Sarah, at US-South Africa relations, and yes, based on this article that's recently appeared, or rather situation regarding the United States accusing South Africa of harassing officials working with Afrikaners, it's quite a detailed article regarding what exactly has transpired here. U.S. officials believing that, yes, people wanting to emigrate and what have you are being harassed, and South African officials pouncing on the situation. Are we looking at a power struggle between South Africa and the United States? And for that matter, is South Africa determined to embarrass the United States?
Well, I don't know. You know, the whole thing, I have to say, I think is pretty weird. The statement by the Americans is sort of very aggressive and sort of outraged. But I can't quite tell from anything I've read in that or in any other item exactly what the nature of this refugee center is, whether it's tied to an official organ of the American, whether, you know, embassy or consulate. South Africans say they went in on it because they discovered seven Kenyans on tourist visas,
right,
working there, and they arrested them, and they're deporting them. The Americans said they sort of held their official. I don't know whether they held them or they questioned them, or the nature of this entire operation and why it seems to, by implication, it seems it may not have happened within the confines of as I say, of an official American site. So I can't quite tell. It's almost like making a... It's very difficult to tell the nature of the entity. The Americans haven't actually given details as to whether they tried to come onto...
I think, Sarah, from what I've gathered from the article, sorry, if you were breaking up, or you're still elaborating on what you wanted to say, but apparently there was some kind of harassment going on with their officials dealing with this Afrikaner migration. And it seems as if it was, the implication is they were specifically targeted, given the nature of that operation.
Yeah, it's very difficult to tell because, I mean, the South Africans are saying something quite different, and the Americans are not actually saying in what respect they were targeted. You know, as I say, the details of it are very...
sketchy.
There's a lot more sort of heat than light here, and they are sketchy. And it may be the fact that the South Africans are trying to annoy the Americans, but I really think that in the nature of the... It's not a big enough issue to have got there, because in such a lot, the sort of implication, the tone of the American statement is that, you know, they've created this whole diplomatic incident. It's better that should have been dealt with differently.
Indeed. Sarah, okay, very quickly, how do you think things stand right now between South Africa and the United States, besides this situation that we are discussing? Where does South Africa stand in the bigger role of things regarding U.S. relations?
By all accounts, nowhere. And the Americans don't seem to feel that the South Africans have done enough to repair relations, that whatever sort of transactional process President Trump most likes hasn't really come forward, and that the sort of things they've once seen done by the South Africans haven't been done. I don't know what the nature of the discussions are regarding any sort of trade links or trade processes that would improve the relationship. So it all seems to be at a bit of a two-stunt with a lot of accusations of poor behavior on either side, but It really seems like a storm in a teapot, to be quite honest.
Right.
Aren't quite, but whatever it is, it certainly leaves us absolutely nowhere new and nowhere helpful.
Indeed, Sarah, we can continue to debate this. And yeah, based on what you say, there isn't exactly, shall we say, a clear outline as to precisely what is transpiring. We just certainly hope it hasn't damaged relations more than they are at the moment. But Sarah, we're going to have to leave it there. We're approaching the top of the hour. But thank you so much for your taking the time to join us this morning on The Morning Mayhem, just to give us your views as where U.S.-South Africa relations stand at the moment. Sarah Gonne, fellow at the Institute of Race Relations.